We can only go higher from here. 25 years and beyond.
The best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to the brand new month. Welcome to Kaya's birthday month. Happy birthday, Kaya. Oh yes, keep rising like a phoenix. The last place you expect conflict, church. But it is there and it thrives. Why? You are a congregant. You are a deacon. You are a leadership holder, position holder. You are actually involved. You tell me, from your point of view, why there's conflict at church. 20 minutes after 9, welcome. Brand new month. Hey, spring. We can smell you. We can smell you. And Ramazeva August Ujwane, nalim rivitinyana before Zama. But oksalai. Spring is just around the corner as we celebrate 25 years of Kaya today. It was on this day when the first hello came through 959. There you go. That means I'm celebrating 25 years on radio in October. Wow. I mean commercial radio, that is. Because it was October when YFM started. Therefore, that's when my commercial radio career started. 25 years. Whoa! In, and I'm young, please. Okay, now, let's talk about the least place you expect conflict, church. What causes conflicts? You've seen it happen in church. You've seen it happen. You heard about it. And chances are that you are the reason, is the reason you are no longer going to church. What could be causing conflicts at church? The place of peace. The place that is pillared around wisdom. Mara, there's conflict still. Kanjan. They even have a constitution that they can use, be it the Torah, be it the Quran, be it the Bible. Where all these issues are written. The wisdom of ages is in there. Mara, still, there'll be issues. Jabzini araha. Conflicts T. Number can give you 5. Okay, let me give you 4. He says, all right, Jabzin. So leadership positions. Yeah. Money. Gossip. Last but not least, Mjol. Ish. Ish. Motuamudimi anare. Choir. The choir. 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 Starts at the choir. How?
Rati, izinto ezikhosa ama conflict esontweni. Nothing else but imali. Hey, imali. Akusashunyayelwa Rati izwi lenkosi. Sekushunyayela imali. Imali, imali this, imali this, imali that. The other thing ikhundla. Hey, awazi ukuthi ikhundla zani Rati. That's the only thing that's cause ama conflict. Ikhundla nemali.
King vel.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Like I said, the last place you expect conflict is at church. This could be because church is one place we go to find peace and to go drink from the cup of wisdom. However, we find sometimes church is at the center of some of the biggest conflicts ever. If it's not a church treasurer being an elitist, chowing church funds, is the deacon blaming the pastor for eyeing his wife? Then we have leadership battles. Who must take over after who and. Fighting for positions like you said. Which then drives a wedge between the parishioners, the congregants. Can you imagine factions at church? Yeah? Ronald is late. Kokiriki. This is the place where we go to speak to our maker. But I can tell you now, people have resorted not to go there anymore. Why? Conflict. Maybe you're one of them. What causes hashtag conflict at church? Have you witnessed this? Have you?
Ah, pratia yi kenye, endluli ikundla, Grootman. Abanye pela bo, special abo mama, abanye abathola ama position wabe endlini. So, umuntu esontweni une stress, ukhiphela stress kwabanye abo mama, ufuna ukuba close nomfundisi. Yabona nje, ihlakantsuke nje. Phela abantu abadala, labo khalekile imbo, ngeke batshele next, bafuna ukuba involved yonke indaba.
Shots fired!
I have 3 teaspoons on why there's conflict at church. I think you have more. Please share it.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on what causes hashtag conflicts at church. Number one, jealousy. I mean, nothing lingers around the church like jealousy. Instead of people focusing on their reasons why they are there, they are more concerned about who's wearing what. Who drives what. What's happening in their marriage. All signs of jealousy amongst congregants as they use this information to measure and scale one another. Really? Love thy neighbor as you? Okay, let me stop there. Another cause, leadership. In leadership will always be at the center of conflict in churches because people either don't want to be led by a certain man or a certain woman, pastor or people. They have a problem with the whole leadership structure. This proves to make the daily runnings of the church very difficult as congregants can never agree on anything because of what? Because I don't like Spanban. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on what causes hashtag conflict at church. Leshangur, Chelet. Where do we even begin on this? There are so many churches that closed down because of money. Funds to build a church were mismanaged. And this started to cause a lot of problems as the money for the building from offerings and tithes is given to loyal church members. But I got to vote. Eh? Can you buy Fosco Church? Sure. Then they realize money is not used where it's supposed to. By the way, when I was preparing this, US because congregants donated $1,000 each. We talk about conflict at church. And the reason is you will never think the two will coexist. And you and I know we grew up in church. And by growing up in church, meaning if you are a 70s, 80s, and even a bit of a 90s baby, this was the best place to be to avoid, you know, naughtiness, delinquency from the streets. You were part of a youth club or a choir. So you spend a lot of time at church. Chances are your parents or a parent was also part of the structures, the leadership structures. Be it in the choir, be it in the youth club, be it in the Bible study group, whatever. What you will then immediately realize is that, even there are politics here at church. Politics. Mamang hawili mamang because. At church. Konalabasabatli mamuruti. As if. They can nominate and vote for her to be in that position. You're like, hey, batung. Hantu heza halang. That's church. Conflict at church. You don't even think that will be there. And I thought, this is one of the things that we hardly talk about. We do. We had to talk about the conflict at church. It is there. Are you holding a position at church? If you are, please talk to me. And answer me honestly this question. Do you sometimes regret accepting the responsibility to take that position? Why? Because it has exposed you to the politics in church. And it makes you look people differently and worse, Muruti. Talk to me. Can I tell you why I brought this up? I thought I should do that in the last hour, but let me bring it up now. Talk about a conflict at church. I chose church because we hardly expected the conflict in the family. We are so used to it. Conflict in society. We are so used to it. But a church, you don't expect it there, but it is there. And the reason I brought it up is because let me put it this way. Why do we avoid conflict? You know, we avoid conflict like a plague. Like conflict, like we treat conflict like it's such a bad thing. Why is conflict a bad thing? Isn't it even a great place to be at? To be surrounded by people who don't agree with you? Because that means you're growing. That means they're showing you things that you don't see. And again, it's human nature, isn't it? That when you disagree with people, they take disagreement so personally. Why? A topic for another day is the reason there are conflicts in church, in politics, is because we have personality disorders. And I'm saying this just to, you know, to get your backup. And when I say disorder, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it in the sense that we have extreme personalities. Imagine a narcissist as a leader. Imagine an autocratic person as a leader. Mr. All or Nothing. Now, do you see where the conflicts come? Go batla ba re ba mofile duty ya ho tlokomela selallo ne. Let me leave it there. Hashtag conflicts at church. Because nyaza ni yesonto in vele.
Sorry. Speak for yourself.
Oh. I am speaking for me.
Oh.
He was referring to me.
I mean, really.
What? I even go during the week, eh?
Is it?
Yeah, Tuesday and Thursdays.
Do you participate in the leadership structures?
I used to. Now that work is like really intense, I don't have time.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, no,
that's an excuse and she's using it.
Yeah.
I'm more lazy to wake up in the mornings on Sunday. Yeah, but I used to read.
What about the politics?
The politics, more recently now during COVID-19, weirdly enough. And that's because we had a pastor passed away. Mm. And so politics started to erupt of people.
Who's going
to
take over?
Not so much about who's going to take over because the church decides that.
Yes.
But people were worried about who is going to take over. So
because
everyone,
it might be someone they don't like.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they want the church to be a certain way. It's known that some people want everything to be conducted a certain way.
Yeah, a certain way, yeah. And was there a resolution?
So far, it looks like everything is peaceful, it's calm.
It looks like it.
People are back in church, which is a good sign.
Yeah,
usually you see when there's less bums on seats.
Yeah.
That's how you know that
there's politics.
There's politics. Yeah.
People are trying to show their muscle.
Why is it that we avoid conflicts? Because the reason people don't go to church because of conflicts is because they're avoiding conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is it that we find conflicts such a plague when in actual fact it's such a good thing?
It is a good thing. I think probably in a church environment, because of what church is supposed to stand for, people think that you shouldn't have very loud differences.
And extreme.
Extreme differences of opinion because it's seen as if it's not religious or you're not Christian enough.
Yes.
Turn the other cheek, blah, blah, blah. So I personally think that's why people avoid conflict so much in church, but it's always underlying some way.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, obviously, predominantly in here, we're Christian. That's why we will use those examples, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying Christ was the first one to walk in and shambok people in his father's house.
Precisely.
So if you want peace, prepare for war. Mm-hmm. Or where there's peace, war will eventually be.
Exactly.
And the devil will always find his way, isn't it?
Yep.
So that's the part that really I wanted to talk about conflict in a different way.
Mm. Yes.
Because that's the last place you expect it to reign.
Mm-hmm.
But it is there.
It's there.
But it exists. Why? Because we are trying to avoid it.
Mm. Precisely.
And that's the point. Don't.
Because, I mean, if it was just out there, it's like, oh, when and I were in Zwan, asikhulume ngayoke.
Yes.
Loudly, in front of everyone. So that it's sorted and it's squashed and it's gone.
Right there and there.
Mm.
You know?
But no.
Kona manje kuphuma esontweni. No, Google it. Just Google conflict at church and see what happens and what comes up.
Yeah.
And it's a conflict at church and say South Africa. Kono munyu keep mess. Kono munyu keep his pump.
Esontweni pagad.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Mfundisi, why are you walking around with a gun? Let's start there. Hey.
But you know what I think people miss? is that we are human.
Thank you.
The church is run by humans.
Yes.
People are the ones who attend 100%. The church.
Yep.
And we are susceptible to...
to egos.
Exactly.
And all these other factors.
Exactly.
That contaminate, I think.
Yes.
And una kohle. Uma khumalo endlini akangivumelanga ukuthi ngigcoke ibhrugwe. But leadership position in the church. Ha! Zobabonisa ke. Ngiyindoda.
Yes, la paya uzoba indoda ekhaya. It's something else altogether.
Mm-hmm. There's still narcissistic behavior.
Absolutely. Mm.
There's still all these other personalities, extreme personalities.
Exactly.
In one place.
Church.
Yeah.
Whenever there's people, there's always going to be conflict. Be it a church, in parliament, in the mall, wherever. Wherever there's people, there's always going to be conflict. Be it good, be it bad, there's always going to be conflict.
It's a Monday.
Oh, yeah.
You've been in church. You grew up in church.
Oh, yes.
Kupuli was like, please.
Yeah. There was no options.
The chief deacon.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That was my dad. Yeah, yeah.
How did he navigate the politics?
I think it's a matter of being inside and outside at the same time. So, like, we were just involved enough to, like, not be involved, if that makes any sense. So, we'd arrive late at church. Don't try that at home, guys. Arrive on time. But we'd arrive late at church, leave early as well. So like, we'd make those connections, but like not too much. Don't be seen too much. Don't do too much. You are there for God.
But he was so in there.
He was, but he was very strategic, or he was very discerning in terms of who he was close to and who he'd formed relationships with. So then it would be the head pastor or whoever, somebody where he knows, okay, there's an authentic, you know, connection here and I'm going to learn something from you.
Isn't it surprising that church is the last place you would expect conflict, but it is there?
Oh my goodness. Oh my, because everybody thinks they're deputy Jesus. It's like, babes.
Thank you.
Babes, well put. We are sinners, all of us, hey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because you're the pulpit does not mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? Just because, also, Nelinda, especially in churches where you have celebrities, all of a sudden celebrities are speaking and talking about, ma'am, you were in the club last night.
That's right.
How are you on the pulpit?
That's right.
Hey? John.
We saw you having a tour.
Look.
Around Beyonce.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Pop. Zongabe's pop last night. Now you are pop. Hey. You want to talk to me about,
This?
You understand? There's hierarchies. I think that's the problem with churches. We lift people because of status and whatever versus everybody being equals because we're all sinners.
That's right.
At the end of the day.
Hmm. So chillok.
A church girl.
We need prayer.
Oh, we do.
Come 1 o'clock.
Oh, yes. You're going to get it. And so much more. 1 o'clock. The
soul inspired.
Yes, yes. Soul inspired mix coming up at 1 o'clock. I can't wait.
There's an Ntokozo Mbambo that you're going to play.
Come on.
Love, 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 love that song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. That song is.
Yeah.
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 It was written for me.
Not for you.
Oh, yeah. Don't care.
Suck away.
That's right.
Okay.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
Tibos, how moramo kwelu ka bua la ka thula. As if you were there yesterday. Huh. Hey, ownership batho. But all I can say, let us all stand up. Kereke a salintse diteng ho tloha itlohile. There's no one who will come out there abatlo destroy everything. Tate Modimo ema ka maoto. Batho ba owner di kereke batho. Nna ke tse wa ba sanki di bedroom tsa bona le di kitchen di. Ba ile di phara ka mara di kereke he ba dule ko teng. Ao batho. Ka nako ngo ho tlo cha face hape a kereka tsa tseleng ka mara kereke. Re ne re bua the very same topic yesterday with my friend Ribuanto in a erase you. I came out to your pain. Tibos, yeah, dear. Now, Buang, oh, yes, Moramo quiz.
Yo, way, Bratzi. We are going to labo PK, Pastor's kids.
Yeah,
Labong at Born and Jay, Bashala Lapapezu, Lizulu.
Yo,
Magui Bobon and Jay. I want to labo. They are the ones that steer up the conflicts. Guma youth, soon to end.
Yo,
I make a shame labo. They are dangerous.
That is a little number one mocking, mockering and that a cat take a Santa go pull and that in Carnelli, who see you really check saving. I was using that. Salia is a halamo, Catula Banna says about putting the hem there. Hulu in that. Salia is a halasalera, I want a mass on that. Yabaya solid division is a pity, and we are Toma is attended almost in the la 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 la
Conflicts at church, Rose, hi.
Hi, Chivos.
Tell me.
Legay.
What is the legay?
Legay. I want to know from my boss. I was saying, "If you do want to go, my own Allah wants to be." Saying to be with you,
yeah.
Now, kito buwa ka the jealousy. People they are so jealous. Habata kere ke unko rape. Then, but it's still a hurry. But to check a hurry, man wa peri in man wita. They forget to mula to rape. Artista masata aruna hulda jinuulu.
Yes.
Come on, lebo.
Yes.
That's the thing why I'm going to the church. And then another thing, kitaba ya the status. Ona happy when you choose people. The kitaba tuyakama yemo. Or man, harisebi potential. Wabona wana jelo umuka yane. That is your, we are all called, but they are few chosen. Again, umu uchezo huwa treaty.
Yes.
So that's one has to choose in the day. Alini ona. Professor Moyo Hala. People be over jealousy, and then they start to ask our buto. When I was on a door, the banker position near how by Famutum without consulting you into the Zalang Kerike. And I had a motor, my Unalibuconi, and then potentially a high wire rather than two. So, can I set Chamuto, Oban Atamayaga, message to the party there? Because we get the road.
Let me ask you a question, Osrose.
Yes.
What will stop you from going to church?
I have things will stop me from going to church.
Oh, you got
honestly.
It. Oh, yeah, sorry. The line just turned bad there. Yeah, wanted to find out what will stop her from going to church.
Hi, Pretty. What causes conflict in churches? Power. People are power hungry, yet they lack leadership skills. People want to be in leadership not for the benefit of the church or the congregation, but for the benefit of their own pocket. Competition. Unnecessary competition. People want to associate themselves according to their leagues. So drive in, so we don't associate ourselves. No span. You know, if I can tell you, Emma Bandlin went to these days, you can identify Abantabantulayo Nabasulayo by Abonagala because they are being isolated instead of emission. People are missing a point. They don't know their true calling. To be quite honest, each and every individual, I beg you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.